Hey, greetings everyone. Good to see you. Welcome to our third session of Ascending Masters Level 3. This has been quite an auspicious week with that solar eclipse. So, Milena and I thought we would talk about all of the upgrades that have taken place this spring. Been amazing, and the energetics are amazing. They're very transformational. So we'll get started with that. Milena, do you want to start us off?
Okay, we're going to do the discussion first.
Or you can.
Yeah, it's fine. We can go. We start here. Before we do, Kimberly, do you want to let them know about the links?
Just be sure the link will change each week, so the email's really important for you to access the Zoom meeting from the link. So you won't be able to use an old email to access, but that's all I got.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So, we thought we'd just kind of discuss with you a little bit about the eclipse and some other events that upcoming. So as Joan said, these past few weeks have been extremely energetically potent. And of course they include our first few sessions of this year. The equinox, a partial lunar eclipse, Holy Week, Easter, the 4-4 portal, the alignment of the planets, the comet zooming by, and the eclipse. Now, how are you guys doing with all of this? Joan, you want to jump in there?
It's not very much fun.
It's not very much fun.
I couldn't have said it better.
Was going to say it's a lot of fun. It's like surfing on the
Yes.
tsunami.
It's been kind of a roller coaster ride for sure.
Yeah, it surely has.
Yeah.
I just love the swirlies.
You love what?
swirlies.
Oh, the swirlies. Okay, that's a good name for them.
Yeah, because I'm telling you what, I've never in my life experienced anything like this.
Yeah.
You know, even when I would channel some processes through the masters, you know, that were just, we would really feel the energetics. This is nothing like that, and I'm sure you will agree. I mean, we have a few minutes if anybody would really like to talk about what they're experiencing
I'd
around.
be happy to share just a smidgen, Joan. Sorry, I didn't mean to jump in too
Well,
soon.
that's okay. Just make it brief because we have got a lot to cover today. So,
Oh, I can
yeah, we would love to hear from everyone.
be very brief. I've had a headache that just won't stop, and it pretty much started this week. That's kind of the hardest, and staying grounded is the other piece, you know, so that probably would help my headache, but my neck doesn't want to stay in alignment. So when it gets stuck, my head hurts more. So I don't know if it's because my neck's out of alignment or if it's because these energies coming in and I'm just not, maybe not grounding it well enough. I'm not sure.
Well, it's very difficult. I find it very difficult to ground. And I'm sure Milena will agree. So that's part of it. And probably the other part is physical, where you need to get an adjustment.
That might help the energy flow.
Well, I thought things could be no worse in terms of consciousness of time or no time, but I tell you, sometimes from hour to hour, I just don't know what day it is, what time it is, what
Yeah.
season, what year. So I'm really out of it, and I don't think it's my memory. I think it's what's happening in the world.
Right. I find things incredibly amazing.
Well,
And I am so
that
happy.
too.
It
Yes.
is.
Yeah, that
And I
too.
am feeling like this support that we have been given is absolutely necessary because of the way things seem to be going in the rest of the world. And I am no longer willing to get dragged down by any of what it looks like. We are here to be the most loving people we can be under all situations. And I am so thankful.
Well, I agree. We should look at this from a more positive, real, total realignment. And so many gifts have been given in these energetics that we aren't even aware of yet. So, anybody else?
Can you hear me?
I sure can.
Colleen? Oh, good. Because it says live performance audio off on my screen. So I have no idea if you can hear me or what.
We can hear you.
Easy. I find that it's not only me that's not focused and having difficulties, it's everybody in my life. Everybody that can, I mean, everybody's just has been unfocused, ungrounded, and I have felt like I'm losing my mind sometimes. It's been really, it's been up and down, like somebody said, the high highs and the low lows and everything in between. It's been a wild ride, I'll say that. And my computer is just, my Apple has totally gone away. So everything is on my laptop now, which is Microsoft. So I'm having to learn Microsoft all over again. And I have my USB flash drive still plugged into my laptop. Because I can't figure out how the heck to get it out without losing everything that I have on it for all my class. So there's that. And sometimes I have audio, sometimes I don't. It's been fun.
Yeah. Thank you,
Wild and crazy
Colleen.
ride.
That really is apropos. We change operating systems, I find, for me on an almost moment-to-moment basis. We are asked, well, we're being asked to let go of all of the old ways of living and truly let 3D not exist for us. And sometimes I find myself, okay, how do I operate in this new dimension? Okay, I go back to my tools and I go to the light beings and it's like, okay, this is how we do this. But it's, like I said, roller coaster ride. Whee!
Yeah, it's a lot of change.
It's what we came for, exactly what we came for. You know, it's so easy for me to be just in that state of appreciation and gratitude, you know, for all that we are and have right now. As you say, in our tools and so on, and our state of being, that like these are the moments we came here for. I just that tickles me every time it's doing it right now, just saying it. So enough.
Thank you.
I was
I
so looking forward to it, and that day I took all of my students outside to observe it.
I was supposed to have 25 of them. Of course, only 11 showed up that day, but that was fine. So I lay down on the grass, soft green grass, watching the whole thing with tears in my eyes and everything. And the kids was just playing around, yelling, talking. They had no clue exactly what's going on. But, you know, I was full with gratitude with everything that was presenting right in front of us. Mm-hmm. And still am to this very moment.
Yes.
I just want to add that throughout it, I was so filled with emotion. I was just sobbing. I was crying through most of the eclipse, and it was absolute joy that was overwhelming in my whole body. So,
yeah, yeah.
Hi.
Are we ready to move on? Ruth, do you want to say something?
Can you hear me? I don't know. I've got a... Yeah. Okay. I've been having a lot of heart issues over the last like 3 months with blood pressure and water and all that. And I say that, well, I'm getting my new body ready. Everything is repairing itself. I don't look at it as, oh, I'm, you know, depressed or whatever. I look at it as a renewal of my body.
Well, good for you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, with all the things that have already occurred this month, we understand, or at least I understand, that there's more that will be happening the remainder of the month. And I don't even know what those are, but I guess they're coming, whether I know about them or not. So there we go. We want to let you know that our next session, well, and this will include our next session. So the next session, which is session 4, will be on May the 5th. So we'll have the 5-5 portal. Mm-hmm. So it's, I don't think it's going to let up anytime soon. So, you know, these first 4 sessions are truly an initiation and will contain and have contained a series of huge energetic building blocks. And so we want all of you to know it's going to take time for all of us to integrate these things. So just take good care of yourself as we go through all of these events. And because we know it's going to take time for integration, to support that, we will take a mini intermission after session 4. Session 5 will be on June the 9th and will be a community call. And on that community call, we will want to hear from all of you of what you're integrating or how you're integrating, what you're noticing, what is changing for you, you know, with any questions that come up. So if the questions come up during that break period, write them down so we can talk about them on the community call. And then session 6 will either be June 23rd or June 30th. We'll just have to wait and see what the council gives us to bring forth and just how it looks at that time.
I think it depends, from my perspective, how we are integrating these massive energies that have been brought in and the changes we are able to make in ourselves, as far as staying stable, consistent in our mental emotional body, staying calm, holding a consistent light frequency. That's very, very important during these massive energetic changes that are taking place on our planet at this time. So that for me is how we as individuals and a collective consciousness are integrating and using these massive energies to the best of our ability. And that'll be gauged some probably in that community call and prior to. It's amazing to me how the Council of 12 sometimes waits when Milena and I are trying to organize a session. Sometimes changes are continually made up until the very day of our session. So that just shows me that not only individually are we involved in all of this, but collectively as ascending masters. So as soon as we have the okay or the, you know, and it may be as late as that community call when we know for sure, you know, what's the next step for us. So at any rate, I just wanted to let you know that it's not that we, because we don't know. So anyway, do you want to say anything about your experience with that eclipse, Milena?
I'll just sum it up by saying it pretty much kicked my butt.
Me too. I told Milena a couple of days after that, I said, I have never experienced, it brought me to my knees. I have not left this house all last week. I just had to be quiet and integrate. They were that massive.
It was, and we were trying to pull together for this session.
And it wasn't, there's no way.
It was a little challenging.
Yeah. But on a really good note, I would like to talk to you a little bit about the information right during and after that eclipse, that I was very, very aware of changes that had taken place in our angelic portal in regards to the grid, the crystal grid, and what we are able to access in that grid because of these massive Christos energies that are of transformation that are pouring in to the entire Earth planet. And also, there was a big awareness in my space about the etheric crystal and the extensiveness that has been activated in that etheric crystal that we use in all of our conferences. And now it's very present a lot of times in our calls. Anyway, the archangels told me right after that eclipse that, you know, we had talked about in one of the conferences up at Talamina that there are three levels of this grid. The top level, the level that we know about, is the one that is a really dense grid, and it holds poverty consciousness. And poverty consciousness is more than just a lack of physical resources. It's a lack of consciousness regarding their beliefs that prime creators outside of themselves and that they need to be saved. This belief is present throughout the world, but is deeply rooted in the reflections of that crystal grid, that very top crystal grid. Soon this level grid will cease to exist because the third paradigm is being dismantled and not supported by the elementals and the earth consciousness. As more of the communication channels are reflected through the second level of crystal grid, it is energetically manifested through the assistance of the archangels. They are not going to leave this grid in any way until a true ascension is achieved by the collective. The energetics of this eclipse were massive and transformational, as you all are very well aware of. There is an influx of light coming from the central sun that has its access point through the Sirian complex. It uses never-before-seen light energies of transformational opportunities for humans to choose to create differently. And this doesn't mean just those of us who are awake. This means those who are really dead asleep. This happens through the influx of that Christed light that also brings forth states of Christ consciousness that will direct those ready to receive this light and make different choices on how they create. More and more of humans will be affected by these energies. They don't understand them. No way. And as more humans begin to create from a different state of consciousness, they will receive more light from the central sun. And the earth will dramatically change within the next 10 years. Now that's kind of good to hear. The 12th dimensional elementals will create a whole new earth stratosphere that represents the consciousness of a Christed planet as it was originally intended. As humans change how they create their reality, the elementals and the earth will support those changes. They will be seated in the crystalline grid to reflect the original matrix. And then the archangels talked to me about the etheric crystal. The effect of the influx of Christed light from the central sun also greatly affects that etheric crystal that has been returned to Earth by the Andromedans. This process was done very, very slowly so as not to cause major Earth disruptions, although there have been many. There have been enough to get human attention, but not enough to disrupt or destroy the Earth itself. The influx of crystals light from the central sun greatly changed the ability of the central sun to communicate with the many Earth crystals that are held in the etheric by the Andromedans, so that when the timing is right, they will bring that communication more fully into the earth crystals that represent states of consciousness of the original earth. The original physical earth crystals were programmed to hold the original matrix of the earth as a Christed planet. These crystals were destroyed in the fall of Atlantis. Physical shards of these many crystals remain hidden deep in the earth so that they could contribute continually to the original crystal earth grid, which has been, which is not available since the fall of Atlantis. However, now that second level of the grid has been greatly influenced by these crystal shards that remain in the earth. These shards form a massive holograph of the original crystal matrix of the earth. When humanity could step out of the bindings of the contaminated third dimensional grid, the etheric crystals that were kept safe in the 15th dimension by the Andromedans were brought forth. That time is now has arrived. The present eclipse flashed activation codes into the crystal grid at specific points on the earth to begin to activate all of the etheric crystals in specific areas. As the etheric earth crystals activate, massive communication channels open between each earth crystal to bring coherent and consistent communication and energy of each of those crystals' purpose. Eventually, these crystals will radiate a path for all humans to follow back to their original state of consciousness. In this way, the Andromedans will be able to fulfill their commitment to hold these beautiful earth crystals until earth and humans can once again use them. And I really felt that you would like to hear that transmission. I couldn't speak after it, and I needn't be because I'm here by myself. So I am eternally grateful for the archangels who have been so present in my life and are so much of that portal. They don't talk to me very often from the portal, but I know they're there. I can walk out on my deck and feel it. And I'm very blessed. So that ends my little dissertation. So I would like to turn this back to Milena so that she can open our temple.
Thank you for sharing all of that, because it is very important to all of us. Okay, let me get myself straight in here. Me and my computer are having issues as well. Mercury is still retrograde, right?
I don't know.
It's just all morning, and it hasn't wanted to. It and I are not speaking the same language. Okay. All right, everybody. Take a breath. Place your awareness within our cosmic temple of light. Notice that the frequency of our light temple has once again been increased. So match your frequency to that of the light temple and recognize yourself as your expansive, unified field. Set your intention to receptive mode. You are invited to receive today's transmission through the wisdom of your soul and your soul mind, which are now beginning to take precedence in your knowing of who you are. So we shared in our last session that all the grand beings of light will be joining us in the temple for each of this year's sessions. So please say hello to all of them. These master beings, just by their presence, emit highly refined and pristine frequencies into the environment of our light temple. Take a breath and come into coherence with the vibratory increases you are experiencing in this moment. Being with these grand masters is in itself a powerful gift. By experiencing their individual and collective frequencies each time we meet, will assist us in elevating and maintaining our frequencies. These beautiful ones are also reflecting back to us the magnificence and essence of our soul and spirits. So be in gratitude as you come into this coherence with all that is occurring within this sacred space. And now, please prepare to welcome our dear friend, Kahumi.
Greetings, beloveds. It is I, Kahumi. I come from the master stream of collective consciousness of the Council of Twelve. I am honored to present this master level of upgrades to the triadic ascension process. You've come a long way since we first started together many years ago of your time. We ascended masters commend you on the vast strides you made in the upgrading of your consciousness and your physical being. You followed our teachings precisely, often when you couldn't understand or even imagine what that was leading to. You integrated all of the holographic energetics that came with our teachings, whether you realized it or not. You now possess a state of mastery that you could not have even imagined when we first began. This state of consciousness will continue to expand as long as you are in your physical body. You can see that the Ascending Masters Level 3 series is about refining your entire energetic system, chakra by chakra, triad by triad. Your body and your mind benefit from these energetic escalations, and it is now using the first three light packets and corresponding DNA strands. The energetic makeup of the first three light packets reflects in your ability to open the memory codes of yourself as soul. As I have said to you many, many times, it is in the experience that you truly know yourself. You have received and integrated the concepts and the energetics necessary to know yourself as soul. Once the time locks were unlocked and the light packets were engaged, your system changed. The unlocked light templates and the first three light packets substantially altered your ability to receive memory codes and memory of yourself that it originally possessed in the beginning when it was created by your spirit. I would like to discuss with you the importance of the original Christed matrix that Lord Metatron asked you to integrate. The Christed matrix that is in play at this time is not energetically the same as the original matrix because of the collective consciousness of the majority of humans using it. Take a deep breath. That's a big realization. As humans increase their consciousness, the matrix will open to a different energy in a different energetic octave. The original Christed matrix significantly affects the first three earth chakras. Now, Master Katumi, myself, as Master Katumi, has relayed to you on many occasions the importance of alterations that you were required to make in those first three chakras. And you have done so. Many of you that have worked with those chakras consistently in the beginning found it difficult as you wanted to move on into the higher realms. But you followed direction and transformed a lot of the old energies that was stuck in those first three chakras. Now we are asking you to bring those chakras and merge them with the fourth chakra and create one massive spinning chakra that provides an energetic foundation for the Sacred Heart to open in a completely different octave of energy. It is altered because of the energetics now present in that fourth chakra. Take a breath. Realize that those changes didn't mysteriously appear. It is through your due diligence and all of the work that you have done over these many years and been very precise in the changes that you created. You transformed those chakras into something more that began to resonate with that original Christed matrix. And it becomes available to you now in ways that you cannot quite comprehend, but know that that original Christed matrix, as you draw it into your, that Christos energy, into those first three chakras, into the fourth chakra, are very important processes that you have been initiated in. Because of these alterations, your fourth chakra, your Sacred Heart Center, opens in that different octave. And because it has opened in that octave, the throat chakra also opens in an accelerated light energy. And it easily connects with the medulla oblongata in the second triad. The light and the energetics of the first triad are greatly increased, as has the spinning mechanism of that triad. The first and second triads are connected through the joining with the throat chakra. This continues through the entire seven earth chakra system. The first three triads are merged into one massive unified spinning vortex of creative Christos light. Take a big, another breath and let us pause here so that you can start to comprehend what I have just relayed to you in this communication. It has changed everything. Your path of mastery is open in ways that you cannot conceive of. Before the opening of the time locks and the activation of the light templates and the light packets, you perceived that your over-self and your oversoul rested above the body. When you had the consciousness and the increased light energies, you returned your over-self. This is the body of you. And at the consciousness level of you before you incarnated into this present body. And the oversoul. So you brought both of those things, your soul, that soul of you as the individual holding Christos energy. And you returned that to your sacred heart, where it now resides in your body. So we will no longer use the term over-self, over-soul, and Christed over-soul, because these energetic parts of you reside in your body. They are you as soul. So we will just refer to them as the conscious self, the conscious soul, soul mind, having a Christos state of consciousness. Take a deep breath. Be present here. All of these energetic occurrences have led you to a state of being and state of consciousness that you did not have in the third or fourth dimension because of the memory loss of who you were as a soul. Now you can begin to understand when I said to you, you have no awareness of how difficult the journey back to wholeness would be because of the loss and the fall into third dimension. The limitations were great. But you've risen above that. The first three light packets were placed in a specific DNA strands in earth chakras, and they provide the energetic changes and access to those memory codes that pertain to your body, your soul mind, and the first triad. Now that you've received and integrated these energies about yourself as soul, I would like to talk to you about an even bigger picture of who you are beyond being a creative soul. Yes, you are that soul, but you also are a spirit who has never left the merged state of being with Prime Creator. When you navigated in the third and fourth dimensions, you lost the memory of yourself as a beautiful, massive, creative being. There are certain segue energetics that you have to put in place to begin to see this bigger picture. And these are light packets and DNA strands that begin to show you how your spirit communicates with you as soul. In level 2, the Council of 12 presented energetic upgrades in all of the light packets and DNA strands. You can't remember every segment of these upgrades since a year has passed. The 3 light packets include the 4th, 5th, and 6th light packet. These light packets connect the energetic upgrades that you will need to experience your spirit. These connective light packets and DNA strands produce a state of refinement in your energetic system. The 4th light packet was placed in the 7th strand of DNA and in the 8th chakra, which is your soul mind that resides in the 3rd triad. The 4th light packet begins to show you and to let you see yourself as the wise being that benefits from the wisdom acquired from eons of experiences in various realms of creation. It allows you to experience the wisdom that comes from your spirit that never leaves the source energy, which is part of the collective consciousness of Prime Creator. The 5th light packet was placed in the 8th and 9th DNA strands and the soul star. It's a massive light packet, unlike any other light packet that you activated previously. The 5th light packet, as well as the 6th and 7th dimensional light templates, emanate from the quantum field, and they affect the DNA strands in the 7 earth chakras and also bring a resonance with the 7 non-physical chakra systems that affect the human consciousness and bring the soul spirit into the forefront of your conscious awareness as a divine being of light. The 5th light packet resides in the soul star, where it continually informs the body's chakra system. As long as you are in a body, beloveds, that those 7 chakras, those earth chakras, are very important and will be continually upgraded as we move into this ascension process. These are the chakras that relate to your physical body, to you as soul. And they will be constantly refined and added to energetically. The 6th light packet was placed in the heart center of your light body. Take that in. The 6th light packet was placed in the heart center, not in your heart center, but in the heart center of your light body. It activated the 9th strand of DNA that relates to the higher purpose of your soul as it came into a physical body to create and manifest a 5th dimensional physical body. The upgrade of the 6th light packet is essential to create and manifest your 5th dimensional physical body that can hold a fuller expression of your light body. That light body of yours, that beautiful, magnificent light body, is continually changing in its frequency and how it exhibits itself just as your physical body is being refined. Your light body is becoming more and more crystalline in nature. Iridescent. The light packet eternally changes any separation anomalies that affect your physical body as it functions in the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional states of consciousness. It brings a fuller conscious awareness of who you are as light beings. And that's important, beloved, very important to your ascension. The sixth light packet was also placed in the ninth strand of DNA. This is also an important strand because it has not, hear me now, it has not been a viable strand since the fall of consciousness. It was not available to you since you have been incarnated in a third or fourth dimensional physical body. The sixth light packet and all the remaining light packets are very important because they raise the energy of the body, the state of consciousness. They upgrade every part of you. It's important that you begin to see yourself not only as a soul, but also as a massive creative being who possesses a spirit that is always unified with the source of your being. It's important that you begin to see yourself not only as a soul, but as a massive creative being who possesses a spirit that is always unified with the source of your being. It's always been unified, always been united, never left that state. But the denseness of the environment that you have been navigating created a complete amnesia of this state of being. There's a lot of energetic integration that is beginning to be configured within you at this very moment. So take a deep breath. Let us sit now in this information. These are concepts. Now you will start integrating, and we will assist you to begin to integrate the beginning of this energetic holograph. This holograph is a very important holograph of transformation. So take a deep breath and begin to draw very slowly into your consciousness and your body, the beginning energetics of this holograph.
Take a deep breath. Be present in this moment to receive. The entire ascending master stream of consciousness of the Council of Twelve has gathered with me at this moment. Another deep breath. We have decided that it is appropriate at this time to present ourselves in this way because we were once embodied on your beautiful earth. In this configuration, we can better transmit the needed holographic energies that specifically relate to the upgrades that are needed at this stage of your ascension process. So in this integration time, we ask you to just place your attention on our stream of consciousness. So we can assist you in your integration of these massive Christos energetics. We are delighted to have the opportunity to present the needed concepts as well as the energetics that open the pathways to your ascension. Our presence and transmissions have never before been attempted in this particular configuration. This is a first for all of us, you included, because you are significant members of this council. A lot's transpired in the last 2 years of your time. You have received many ascension energetic holographs, integrated a significant amount of them. You are unable to retain all of the far-reaching concepts that relate to your ascension at the present time. You have what you refer to as short-term memory lapses, which is definitely related to your physical state of your body. As you work more with refining the energetics through those earth chakras, this will change. We suggest that you take some time to review and integrate what we have presented to you in this session. And then use the last several days before we meet again to review and study the sessions of Ascending Masters Level 2 that relate to the energetic upgrades of the Ark of the Covenant, the fourth triad, the second triad, and the seed crystals relating to the function of the second triad. There are several sessions
So you want to take some time to do this. This review cannot be done in a day. We suggest that you review these sessions in short increments so that you can retain as much of your review when we meet again. We want you to recognize that the energetic upgrades are still very potent, and they will provide autonomic progressions in your entire unified field that you were unable to integrate last year. This will put all of you in a position to receive what we have to present in your next session from an accelerated state of consciousness. So you see, beloveds, even though you feel like you received what you needed in that second segment of teachings, there were certain refined energetics that you were unable to receive last year, but because of the changes that have occurred, they will be upgraded and will continue to be upgraded every time we meet, because this third level of teachings will help you and tremendously. It will provide the environment, the refined environment, for you to, for this entire group, to have those progressions fully activated before the end of this year. We want to talk to you also about some important concepts and energetics that may help you in your review and assist you in retaining more of these all-encompassing energetic experiences. We want you to continually recognize that is always in your experience that you begin to know yourself from a different state of mastery. In the next few sessions, we begin to focus on how the electromagnetic field of the Earth and humanity has changed. There is balance and equilibrium in your energetic field because of the unlocked fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional light templates. Are you coming to realize the importance of those time locks that you assisted in unlocking and making available to humanity? That in itself was a huge service that you gave to humanity and to the Earth. The presence of the eighth dimensional light surrounds the unified field and creates a pathway for the eighth dimensional light template to influence your ability to create with the fifth element. You now have a different perspective of undifferentiated light that you can draw from and differentiate in a refined light that is sustained and manifested in your life experience. You are now capable of creating from this state of consciousness as you use the Zeon particles of the fourth triad, which greatly affects your higher mind, your soul mind, your spirit wisdom, The Zeon particles of light create consistency in your ability to produce and differentiate the pure creative light of source. Now that's important. Creating the Zeon particles of light create a consistency in your ability to produce and differentiate the pure creative light of source. Pure creative light of source. This creative light enables you to begin to activate your similitude that we've talked about on many occasions. This creative light that you can now produce and differentiate from the pure creative light of source creates and enables you to begin to activate your similitude to Prime Creator that you were given at the moment your spirit was created. When you can fully integrate this massive energetic concept, you never again will forget who you are. You will always know yourself as soul spirit that can never be separate from the source. There are many changes taking place now in your mental emotional body. The split that was part of this body at the fall of consciousness is almost closed. How wonderful. You now know that you are never separated from the source of your being. The changes in the electromagnetic field have greatly enhanced this knowledge because it is supported and sustained by many light templates that were unlocked regarding unity consciousness. The 12th dimensional earth elementals are gathering now to create an environment on earth that supports every aspect of your ascension process. You, as the individual, are unified and entangled with many creative realms that support you in ways that you did not know since you believed that you were separate from your source. That belief has been discarded by you as you integrated these massive energetic holographs of transformation, transcendence, and ascension. You've not reached the completion of your ascension journey. There is so much more for you to receive. You will never reach completion because you are an eternal being of light and will never stop evolving or creating. We thank you for receiving us in this configuration of a unified master level that you will soon enter. Blessings. I will now turn this over to Milena.
So much, Kathumi. That was amazing, to say the least. Take another breath. We're going to take our next steps into the transformation. So in the last session, we consciously merged the soul mind with our soul. The matrix of your soul is not only massive, but it is extremely complex, as there are many, many layers and aspects involved. With the current state of consciousness that you are now holding, along with the wisdom of your soul, you're now ready for the next step. All of today's transmissions, along with what will come forth in the next session, are preparing you for an ever deepening and more accelerated experience into knowing who you are. So be sure you are centered and in receptive mode to receive the activating codes that will be transmitted to you in this segment. With the awareness and vision of your soul and soul mind, consciously see your fully expanded eighth dimensional crystalline sacred heart within the massive expanse of you as the soul in your unified field. Focus on the rhythmic pulses emitting from your eighth dimensional sacred heart, filling every aspect of you as the body, as the soul, and your unified field. So let's begin bridging the soul and soul mind with the next level of soul consciousness and state of being that will lead us to the mind of our spirit. From within the complex of your soul, locate the master packet that was placed in your sacred soul star last year. This master packet holds your light packets and DNA strands. So with your conscious awareness now linked to the master packet, ask the ninth strand of DNA to light up. And when it does, take the ninth DNA strand and connect it to your ninth chakra that is held in the fourth triad. With the ninth DNA strand and ninth chakra reconnected, higher frequency pathways of communications are being created to your crystalline eighth dimensional sacred heart. Your eighth dimensional sacred heart can now begin revealing to you more multiple layers and higher purposes of your soul. This is being set in motion as you are receiving this transmission. Returning now to the master packet, locate the 10th strand of DNA. Now draw it to the 10th chakra. This reconnection will accelerate your soul vision, allowing you to see more deeply into the etheric and cosmic realms. This is accomplished as elevated levels of unity consciousness, along with the element of love that you hold from the seventh dimensional light template transmits to and from the wisdom of your soul. Higher frequencies of communications with your soul, your spirit, and your Christos consciousness are all being upgraded. And this will bring higher perspectives to all of your experiences and understandings. A breath. Return to the master packet and see the 11th strand of DNA. Connect it to the 11th chakra. The 11th DNA strand and 11th chakra hold in complete balance and harmony the undifferentiated love and light of Source Creator. With this connection accomplished, you will soon begin remembering what this really means. The 11th chakra is the apex of the fourth triad. And if you recall, your personal eighth dimensional field of light is anchored in this apex. Now that these three connections have been made, the functionality of each of these elements are forever changed. Massive recalibrations are occurring in your fields with each part of this transmission. Take another breath. We are not yet done. So the next step of this restructuring process, we would like you to place your attention on the seventh dimensional prism that you have used in the past. Direct the light prism to the fourth triad. Now allow all aspects of the fourth triad to merge with the prism. With the merging of the light prism and the reconnections that you have just done, what we have known as the fourth triad is being totally transformed and recalibrated into a massively different configuration. You have just transformed the complex of the fourth triad into a pathway of prismatic light that is highly elevated and refined. There's a lot going on within your field. Now, placing your awareness on you as the soul, allow streams of light filaments from your soul to flow and begin weaving with the light filaments that are now emanating from the newly created pathway of prismatic light. Once the weaving is complete, several things will occur. Your soul will begin utilizing these higher frequencies of light that this pathway now holds. And the prismatic light pathway will then be able to draw from the elevated frequencies of your soul and soul mind in a coherent way. With the entwinements, the new configurations and recalibrations, a new state of consciousness and state of being is emerging. You are now stepping into your radiant, crystalline, prismatic state of soul consciousness. What you have just begun creating is, in fact, your ascension pathway back to the highest aspects of yourself as a soul and a spirit. Everything about you has been altered, reconfigured, and recalibrated since we began today. All of these changes are massive, and the energetics are incredibly powerful. The integration process of these changes will require many weeks and months to fully acclimate. You have undergone today a huge, huge transformation process, unlike any we have done. Until we meet again on May 5th, be observant of what you are experiencing as you are immersed in these continually increasing frequencies of cosmic and quantum light. Blessings, dear ones. We will close this session.